Yo, what's up, everybody? You're listening to another episode of Loud About Nothing, okay? It's me, the fucking hottest dude in the podcast game, Sebastian Canelli, and of course, we got the cute boy here himself. He may not be blood, but he is my nephew. Give it up for Robbie boy. Robbie, say what's up.
What's up, Sebastian?
You feeling good, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be a fun episode.
It's going to be fun. The kid's fun. I mean, undeniably, he's a good time. I'll tell you that. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely, undeniably.
Undeniably. I mean, just his smile's getting me going, fucking ready to fucking rock out. If you came to the live show, you already know what it is, right? We got the fucking legend. Our first New York legend that we brought to our first live show. He was on fucking New York Nico's page. He was on Humans of New York. Give it up for the fucking GOAT, Lukey Lunchbox. Lukey, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on, boys? Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course, Luke, let's cut right to the business, okay? Let's cut right to the fucking business. Enough chit chat, right, okay? Let's get right to the business, you know? Last time I saw you, we were in a bar together, and you
for a long time.
You were just slamming Twisted Teas.
It was tea time,
man, dude. It's those always get the best of me, dude. They go down like water. They're fantastic. You can't not drink them fast, you know.
They go down like iced tea.
They go down
if water.
Same shit. Better than beer and alcohol. That's all. Yeah.
It is alcohol, Luke. Let's just get it straight. Let's remember this, okay?
Yeah.
What makes that your drink of choice?
I'm trying to think. The first time I had it was probably like past college. Like in college, I didn't even drink it because it's like too expensive for it when you're in college. I don't know when. Chugged it and I was like, oh my, this tastes like fucking iced tea. It's great.
Yeah.
And it's it. I mean, it's definitely sugary. I'm definitely going to die soon, but hey. It's fucking great, man. It's so good, dude.
I mean, it
where did you go to college?
SUNY Oswego.
Oh, shit. That's where my mom went.
Oh, shit. Nice. Lakers, baby.
Yeah.
Miller Milwaukee Beast Ice. Fucking like 10 bucks for a 30.
Oh, that's what you used to drink at college.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, the ice was a high alcohol. We used to do Natty Lights. We were just like Natty Lights back in the day, you know, or we would do vodka handles.
Oh, yeah, Nikolai.
Nikolai. Yeah. See, we were a Georgie. We were a Georgie family where I'm from.
We would do
$10 for a handle. Is that nuts? That's nuts.
I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, it was garbage. It is. We used to put it through a Brita filter. You know that trick, Lukey?
No.
You pour it through a Brita filter, and it distills the vodka, and it makes it a little bit better. So on someone's if we couldn't afford a Grey Goose for someone's birthday, we go, okay, let's get the Grey Goose bottle. Let's get the Grey Goose bottle.
We get Georgie and put it through a Brita?
We would get Georgie, put it through a Brita, and then pour it in the Grey Goose bottle and invite the girls over. I mean, I'm a true American scumbag, you know?
Would it work? Like, it would taste better like that?
Every time, Luke, they go, oh, it's so good to finally drink something.
These are also girls that started drinking a year and a half ago, so they don't really know.
Yeah, well, don't make me sound. I also started. No, I we're the same age. Don't make me sound like a creep.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Like a predator. I was just trying to flex on these people. You know? Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, that was and these girls were fantastic. They worked at the pizzeria, Luke. It was a problem because they would bring us all the leftover pizza at the end.
Oh, man.
And my boys were easy on it. I was tough on those slices. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Where'd you go to college?
I went to Manhattan College in Riverdale.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Why do you say, oh, shit? You just because.
No, it's cool. I don't know. It's cool. The Jaspers, right?
Oh my! So you do know?
He knows. Fucking
come on, baby, green and white all day. I know them. Come on,
all day. The Jaspers. I love that. The guy that went to the seventh inning stretch was invented at my college.
Hey, really?
Yep. Some guy. I forget the story. It was some a brother, like a man of God. Just the seventh inning, just got a little tired and told everyone, let's get up. I swear to God, this is the story. There's a statue of him. And he invented the seventh inning stretch. It's a nice little college we have. And a beautiful mind was filmed there. So it looks like Harvard, but the education's much easier, which is what you want. You know what I'm saying? Looks like a model, but acts like a normal person. It's ideal. You know what I'm saying? This is what you want, Luke. It looks beautiful. Looks almost Ivy League. Acts like they're fucking blue collar. That's who
great.
I want.
Oh, that's great. That's great, man.
Yeah. So Luke,
what were you involved in college?
Yeah. What were you doing, Luke?
I did some broadcasting, like on the radio station, like I DJ'd whatever. And it was like, but like it sucked. I wanted my own show, my own sports show and shit.
Yeah.
And I applied to do it and I got it and I never saw the email. So I was like, this girl's a bitch. I applied to be a sports guy. And I thought she never got back to me, but she got back to me. I just didn't see the message.
Yeah.
So I was just DJing when I could have been doing a sports show. It sucked. But it's on me.
Wow. Look, it's on you.
I didn't see the email, dude. And I'm like, fucking 3 years after college, I'm looking through all my old emails. I'm like, oh my God, this girl sent me an email. I didn't see it.
Wow. That's a memory lane trip I've never took. Look at old emails.
Yeah, no, it's fun.
From college.
Cool. Oh, yeah. It was you fun? Never,
well, I like lost my email. Oh. You didn't go back. Like you couldn't use it. I can't use my college email anymore. So like, I was like, all right, what's the hall of fame of these emails?
Sure.
Where'd you go, Robbie?
You say one goodbye. The College of New Jersey.
TCNJ.
It's called TCNJ.
Okay. Okay.
You know them, then you really deserve the sports radio show.
Are they black and red colors?
No. That's like NJIT. So, okay. Which commonly mistaken. Sebastian still mistakes it to this day. Okay, we've been doing the podcast a year.
Nah, it is what it is, Luke. You know, some details I don't care about, Robbie. You know what I'm saying?
We were the Lions. Blue and gold, the Lions.
Okay. Did you dorm there or you commuted?
Oh, yeah. I dormed, fully embraced every second of college lifestyle.
Good stuff, yeah.
What about you? What were you like in college, Luke?
Just a happy-go-lucky guy. That's it. I mean, I didn't have a lot of money, but it was perfect. Like, the bars were great in college. It was like 25-cent nights and, like, beer nights. Like, every night there was, like, a deal at the bars, at clubs and shit. It was great.
Yeah. Were you in a frat or what was your friend's group?
See, that's the funny thing. I tried to be in one, like, just as a joke, because I was like, I'm not frat material. Like, I wanted to do it as an experiment. So I tried to do it. I did it for a week and it was the best. I pledged for a week. It was the best week of my life. Honestly. What? No, not of my life. I meant the best week, like to do with girls and like feeling like a cool guy. That's what I meant. Like,
okay.
So at school, wait, pledging or rushing, but like, okay.
Like, So I pledged and, two of my boys from my hometown were in the frat. Okay. So that's why, like, I went to one of their parties. And I was like, these guys are cool. Like, they don't seem like the typical frat dicks. You know, they just seem like, guys. So, like, let me try it out. And, like, so when we were pledging, like, we would rush with, like, other girls, like, other sororities, like, that other girls were pledging. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It was
just
cool. Like, and people were like, oh, you're pledging? Like, it was like I was a cool guy, like, on a Notre Dame football team or some shit, like. It was crazy. It was crazy. And then I pledged for a week. I was like, all right, I'm going to actually do this. And then they come up to me like, I'm in my suit. Like, you got to wear a suit every day. I'm in my suit in class. The kid comes up to me like the pledge master goes, hey, man, I'm really sorry. You can't pledge anymore. I was like, what the fuck? What happened? He's like, yeah, your GPA is a 1.9. You got to maintain a 2.0.
I thought you were going to say. All right. So it was on you.
I love these stories, Luke. I think I'm going to feel bad for you, but then you're the asshole at the end of all these stories.
So the reason why my GPA was 1.9 was because I was taking fucking elementary Chinese. Okay. And I was like, oh, it should be easy. It's elementary. Like, it's going to be cat, dog, fucking, you know. Oh, no. I learned the hard way that
you had to like construct sentences in another language.
Dude, the homework I would have, I would literally just rewrite the sentence, like, because it was in Chinese and I would just rewrite it. So it'd be like, what's your name? And I would just write, what's your name? I had no idea what the fuck I was writing. Dude, the writing was hard as shit.
Yeah, because it's different. It's different text. It's impressive that that language is very difficult to learn.
Oh my God! Yeah, God bless him, man.
Yeah, yo, Luke, I hate to say it, but you also had probably four other classes.
I was just gonna say you can't put all the blame on.
You can't.
No. But no, but
you got four A's and a F.
Well, I get. No, I mean, I guess. But like, I
got a 2-0.
No, but I seriously didn't get like a C or anything. You know what I mean? Like, I had probably B in the minus,
C
maybe,
range. Yeah, yeah.
I definitely was not in the C range, and I got an F, and it just fucked me. Like, I was probably a 2.8, and it went to a 1.9. Like, you know what? Like, come on.
I see.
Not a great student, but I'm not that
and
bad.
And you were like, I'm not going to do it any other year. You're like, my time has passed.
Yeah. Because like it was a fun experience while it lasted, you know, but fuck it. It wasn't meant to be.
Sure. Yeah. That's, I mean, it's sometimes nice to just have a taste of what that life could have been, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, so, and then who'd you end up hanging out with a lot in college then, Luke?
My roommate, Dan. He's from Long Island. He was just a random roommate. He transferred like me. I went to community college before I went, and he went to community college too. And then we both dorm. He was like he's the funniest guy ever. He's so nice. He's like my best friend to this day.
Yeah.
And two of my best friends actually from school went to Oswego too. That's one of the reasons I went there.
Yeah.
And I didn't fill out the housing papers in time, like a jerk off, and so I had to be put with this random kid. But thank God this random kid was a cool guy, and like he got along with me and my friends, so it was good, man.
That's not. And what were you studying?
Broadcasting and mass communication. Yeah.
Oh, nice. You have a sports podcast now, right?
Yeah. Well, sort of. Yeah. It's like pop culture, sports things. Yeah.
And what is that called?
Loopy and Lukey Show.
Loopy and Lukey Show, and people can find it where they would find this on like Apple and Spotify.
It's a good question. Actually, I think it's just on Instagram and YouTube right now.
All right, Instagram and YouTube, like, baby. Loopy and Lukey.
It is a good question. Are we the first people to ever answer that question?
Honestly, yeah. No, because
how
it's,
can I find it?
It's like I don't run it. Like these guys like edit it. They do, and like it's an Instagram and YouTube right now, but it's not like it's not on Spotify or anything. My other podcast is though called the Not Stakes Pods. Shout out! We just debate stupid topics. Me and my boy Flynn. So that one is everywhere.
That one is. I love that.
And what is that called? Not staged?
Not stakes pod, because we were thinking
of
the name.
Not
stakes. And we're out at backstage.
Oh, low stakes. I got
look it. At the menu and it said not stakes. I'm like, that's us, baby. We're not stakes. That's it.
Oh.
It's like kind of Four Seasons named each other, you know?
Well, how did the Four Seasons name each other?
They were thinking of a name and they were standing outside of Four Seasons Hotel. I'm not kidding. Look it up.
Oh, I thought you meant the hotel chain.
No. The band.
Oh, of course the Four Seasons band named itself after the Four Seasons Hotel.
No,
I didn't know that.
The hotel, I mean.
I didn't. Wait. You assume that the Four Seasons band named it after the hotel?
Yeah, what else would they name it after?
I don't know.
The Four Seasons.
Yeah, I guess.
It's very corny to name your band after
a hotel chain.
Hotel chain.
I mean, you don't got to, my
favorite. I would have thought Frankie Valli had a little more class.
My favorite artist is the La Quinta Zins. Okay. I'll tell you that. Phenomenal. Hey, you joke. Every morning I'm at the gym, I'm bumping fucking Hilton or Budget Motel. You know what I'm saying? A Best Western will get you through a road trip. Okay, bro. I mean, yo, Luke, I got to get to the fucking nasty business right now. Okay.
Oh,
we got to do it. You might not like this question.
Oh, boy.
So last time I seen you, you were hanging out with a couple. And then I heard
we were all hanging out with a lot.
We were hanging out, but
we
then
were all
of a sudden,
hanging out. I saw the bartender the week after and he was like, "Oh, you guys had a fun party last weekend."
Luke, what happened, bro?
Dude, I had a little much to drink there that night. And you, Sebastian, I don't know where you went. Did you leave before me and Robbie left?
I left before you. I went home.
Okay.
He left around 3:20.
Yeah.
So
What an early bird. I had to drive home. I wasn't drinking. I left 3:20.
So, Robbie, did you leave before me?
I think we all got kicked out together.
Okay.
I think the lights came on around 3:50.
So this couple walks in, right? Couple walks in, okay. And
very attractive couple.
Oh, both of them were gorgeous.
Both of them. Pieces.
So they come in. This guy has a man bun, and I'm drunk, and his wife's hot. I'm like, fuck this guy. So I go up to him. Hey, buddy, nice man bun.
Looks like I'm wearing an Artie Lang shirt. I did a comedy show tonight. I could take down this gorgeous man with a man bun.
I mean, the guy must have been 6'6".
Could have been. No, was he that tall?
Yeah.
6'3", like, I don't know. I think he was a tall guy, yeah.
Yeah,
he was tall. He could have been in, like, one of the like Troy, the fucking Brad Pitt movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, he looks like a Spartan a little bit, okay? So Luke's goes, this is my fucking target. I'm going to take down this jack tall man.
Nobody's fucking with me tonight.
No, and I was just busting his balls like, oh, come on, a man bun, are you kidding? Like, said something like that, and he laughed, and his wife laughed, and then he was like, oh, I love that shirt, man. I love Beer League. Like, Artie Lang's a man. I was like, oh, this guy's it. This guy's cool as hell.
Of course.
We just started talking about Artie Lang, and we hit it off, man. Me and the couple just hit it off. It was great.
Okay. I don't care about your conversation, Luke.
No.
I don't care about Beer League. No offense to Artie, his worst fucking thing he's done. I don't care about Beer League. What happened, Luke?
So I told him that I have to take like $150 Uber home, right? So they're like, oh no, are you kidding me? Go back to our place, Hoboken. Well, come on, we'll still party. Like, okay.
Wow, you kept the party going.
So I got in a cab with them with a Twisted Tea in hand. We went to their house and we listened to Biggie Smalls vinyls.
Wow.
I don't know. They might have been sleigh riding. I didn't sleigh ride, but they were sleigh riding. They offered me drinks. And then at 8 a.m. I woke up to them going, hey, you want a bacon, egg, and cheese, pal? And like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, it was like,
you're like, this is a real New York City night
right now.
Yeah, you were. This is a real New York City night. Going back with a random couple, they start doing blow, playing Biggie with a man bun.
Yeah, I mean, God bless them. It was great. But it was a wild experience. But they were nice as hell. And the guy got me a bacon, egg, and cheese. He drove me to the train station. Like, nice guy, man. Nice woman. I don't get it. It was crazy.
Are they friends? Are you hanging out again?
He gave me his number. I mean, he's a cool. I don't know. They were like, oh, if you ever do a show in the city, come give us a buzz again. Like,
wow.
They were nice. Yeah.
Interesting. Would you see? So nothing happened.
So no. But it's a little hazy, to be honest with you. Nothing happened, no.
Luke, you don't need to flex. If nothing happened, nothing happened. But something happened, right?
Like, my friends said the same shit. Like, oh, what the fuck? Like, what happened? You just went back and, like, they think they wanted to fuck me, the couple. And I said, no, they're just a nice couple. I was kind of stranded. And that's it. I did black out. I don't know what we were talking about at all at this house. All I remember is listening to Biggie Smalls, you know? I don't remember anything we talked about at all.
Interesting. So you're saying there's a chance.
I mean, who knows? When in Rome. But God bless them.
Yeah, God bless them.
Because we know they're listening. So, you know, how you doing, guys?
God bless them.
I mean, I loved it. You know, you were hanging out with the hottest people in the bar, Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck? And then an old the old guy I was talking to, Robbie, I don't know. I was telling that guy jokes. He was loving it. That old guy. I don't know if you saw him.
I remember him. Yeah. The whole bar was packed all night.
It was a great time.
Yeah, we had a good time. Were a great time.
Luke, tell us about like what how you got like connected with New York Nico and stuff like that. I think people like this was interesting when you were telling me about it. Like what was the deal?
Okay, so do you see me right now?
Yeah, I see you.
Okay, sorry. I just got a fucking Adobe thing. Damn it. All right, yeah. All right.
Great.
All right, now you guys are little as hell. All right, anyway. Cool. So he had a contest. Nico had a contest of like, hey, if you live in New York and you are you searching for love, you want a date, send me a video, just whatever. Like, just of what you want in a date and what you bring to the table. Something like that.
Yeah.
So I just made a stupid, funny video, just self-deprecating myself, just everything. Just I was like, please get me a date, man. Like, come on. And he loved it. He's like, oh, my God, this deserves its own post. And he put it up and like,
ugh.
It was great. Like, he's been so nice throughout this whole thing and like mentoring me and shit. Like, he's such a nice guy. And then he told me about the Humans of New York. Like, he messaged the Humans of New York. I was like, yo, like, I think you should interview Luke. Uh-huh. And then the Humans of New York guy, interviewed me. That guy's another fucking great guy.
Yeah.
And, it's been fantastic.
That's awesome, bro. I love that so much. what you talked about on the humans in New York, why we got connected in the first place, people that don't know, is because I did an episode talking about being like a big guy and being put in a box like that. You know what I'm saying? And that was kind of what you were talking about in your humans in New York post.
Yeah, no, exactly. The humans in New York thing, like,
yeah,
he got it all out of me. Like, he really dug deep, like, and he got, it was like a therapy session, and I just let it out, and he was having me fucking cry before noon there, that guy. And but it was good, like, it was good. Because
if I haven't had a sandwich, don't make me cry. You know what I'm saying?
Look. Yeah, and like, it was a good experience.
What were you talking about? That was
just like,
all... So it wasn't one continuous quote. The way they post it is like they get a combination of all the things you said.
Yeah. So I thought, okay. I thought he would record it, but he wrote all the shit down, which is nuts.
Oh, wow.
Like, and so he just asked me different things, different topics. Like, hey, like, why'd you start being the funny guy? Like, shit like that. Like,
why'd you start being the funny
like
guy?
I guess it was a defense mechanism when I was little.
Yeah. Why? Because you're overweight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, it was like I would make fun of myself before someone else could. That was always my go-to.
I feel you, bro. Like, I always say there's a difference between guys that got fat when they're older and a guy that grew up fat. The guys that grow up fat still don't take their shirts off for the pool. You know what I mean? A guy that got fat when they're older, they take their shirt off. They're hitting their big belly. They don't have the shame that, like, someone, if they grew up overweight, like, because that's when you fucking learn how people respond to who you are. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. You're totally right. And the shirt thing, though, I always didn't give a shit, like, because it's not like I always took it off because you know what's under there. You know, what am I going to be a skinny guy if I take my shirt off? No, come on. So, and like, what am I going to get my nipples chafed because of you? No.
I feel you, bro. I take my shirt off for the pool too, except when I was a kid. I used to do
this. Sometimes, actually, yeah, you're right. Sometimes when I was little, you're right.
I used to have a plan with my sister, and we used to be at parties. I used to be like, oh, okay, you're going to pretend to push me in the pool. And then I'm going to go, oh, well, you pushed me in the pool with my shirt on. I guess I'll keep it on. And we would
do. Wow, what a queen sister.
Oh, she's a queen. I mean, only love. And she would push me in the pool with my shirt on. And I wonder, all the adults must have been like, Sebastian's making such a show that he wanted to take his shirt off, but now he can't. And it would happen every time. And I would just be like, I wish I could take my shirt off, but it's already wet, so I might as well just swim around.
That's actually very clever, though.
Thank you, Luke. I mean, I don't think it was clever at all. I think all the parents were rolling their eyes at me being like, because I made a meal of it. You know what I mean? I would like tell everyone, I go, you know, my sister pushed me in the pool. I'm just trying to have a good time here. No shirt. Now my shirt's wet. Might as well just keep it wet. You know, individually went up to everyone. How were you? Because I feel like I definitely had that like defense mechanism. Like I had to be funny because you need, because what sucks about growing up big, I don't know what word you use, Luke. What word do you use?
Fat. You could say fat. Come on.
Yeah. Come on. I mean, people are sensitive. You know, I don't want to hurt.
No. Thank you. No, thank you. No, thanks for asking. No, I'm just saying, come on to me.
Me, I use fat cocked. Okay. I you can either call me thick or fat, but cock better be at the end of it. Okay? I don't care what you say for big, as long as the word cock is at the end of that sentence. You're Gucci, my friend. Fat. All right.
Sebastian's a fat cock. That's what you like.
Yeah. When I was a kid, everyone goes, Sebastian's so fat. I go, in the pants. I mean, and this was coming from an 8-year-old.
You would say that for real?
Yes. 100%. I was out here making penis jokes because I was like, I was trying to get ahead of it, like you, Luke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucked. I mean, but luckily, I feel like since I did that, I didn't really get bullied, you know, like maybe because of my humor, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like I didn't get bullied a lot, like maybe in like second grade or something, but like,
sure,
in high school, I don't think I got bullied really. Like,
but you changed, you changed that shit for yourself. You, because you knew the easiest word to attach to you was fat, right? I feel that same thing. So I go, I have to be something more than fat. There has to be an adjective that I am more than.
There you go. There you go.
You know?
That's crazy. Yeah, no, that's definitely what happened.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Yeah, thankfully. I mean, you're a charismatic, charming guy, Luke.
Hey, so are you. Thank you, man.
Shut up. Do you mean that?
And you got a fat cock, too.
Oh, Luke. Clip it. Clip it. Lukey Lunchbox called me and said I have a fat cock. Clip it. Look at him. He's blushing now with his grandma's urn behind him. Yes. Your grandma's rolling in that urn right behind you, Luke. Being like, I know Sebastian has a fat cock. Oh, my God. So, I mean, here's the deal.
Wait, his grandma's not in the urn. Your grandma's not behind you, right? The way he was laughing. Maybe she was.
No. I think that's a thing of flour or something like that, right?
I don't know whatever the hell. I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know what the hell. It's literally, I don't think nothing's in there. Nothing's, it's to decorate and it looks like shit anyway. Who knows?
It looks good.
So, but I do think that there is some like, even though like people wouldn't bully me, I always felt like, I can't, like I would get.
You always got to be on. Like, it's always a not show. Not even you that. Gotta be on.
Okay. It was like romantic stuff. Like how Luke, like how, probably like while you were self-deprecating that way, I would be like, I only deserve a certain, like, I'm lucky if a girl says yes to going out to a dance with me. You know what I mean? It was always like because of the way I looked. I don't know if you felt that ever, Luke. If you were like dated girls when you were younger or no.
And I'm sorry, I just got the Adobe thing again. I'm sorry.
Okay. Sebastian's crying. Sebastian got.
No, you just spilled your guts. And I sorry. What
I've never
saying?
Been this open, Luke, on the podcast. You fucking asshole.
I'm sorry. Blame Adobe.
Blame Adobe. No, I blame you for everything, Luke. We know the ends of all your stories. You're at fault always. So,
Luke talks and you're like, oh, I'm going to feel bad for this guy's story. And then, all right, so I guess you want to say it again, Sebastian?
Yeah, sorry.
No. Okay, Luke, I'm asking you. So I always felt like when I was younger, especially like in like middle school and high school, I was always felt very lucky to like go out with a girl because I always felt like I didn't deserve that, you know? And even though kids didn't bully me, I always felt lucky to hang out with people. I always felt lucky to have a girl to date because I felt less than in some certain way. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. I
think that shit's ingrained in us, even if it's not bullied because of like the way the world is a little bit.
No, you're totally right. You're totally right. Because my biggest thing was I would rather have a girl be my friend. Like every girl I would ask out was my friend. So I'd rather it not be awkward than to take the chance and go out with her. And you know what I mean? And so it sucked. Like I would always do that. So, and like, there's so many chances that I had probably that just never came to fruition because I was just scared of the rejection.
Sure. And because the rejection, you would pin, I'm not good enough for the XYZ, you know?
Yeah.
I felt the same way, bro. It was like, it was hard, especially like all these, like you want to feel, it's hard to feel good about yourself in some ways and then like have this thing that's always in your mind, growing up overweight.
No, yeah.
I applied it to everything I did. Why I wasn't good enough at sports, I was overweight. Why I couldn't hook up with girls, I was overweight. Why I wasn't considered like the smartest person in the class or something like that is overweight shit. You know what I'm talking? Like people, there's a predisposed judgment of people that are overweight, which fucking sucks.
Yeah. No, it does. It fucking really sucks because it's like right when you walk into the, like when you walked into the room, that's like the first, like, oh, it's a fat guy. Like, yeah. And it sucks because hopefully that's not what they think, but it's just what I think they think. So it's just always been that struggle, you know?
It is probably to some degree what they think. You know what, Luke? I hate to sound like this, but like to some degree, I walk in a room and the first thing they see is how big I am.
Yeah.
And then it's just an uphill battle. But that does make my swag game through the roof. You know what I'm saying, bro? But I like have to walk into rooms and I feel like people like you and I and other people out there are listening, like we start by being like, oh, we're already minus points in this regard. It's fucking tough, man. And I know that I saw you talking about that on the Humans in New York stuff. So I'm like really happy I got to, because you're such a nice guy. It's nice to like see someone else that like went through a little journey that I've gone through too. Because
oh, no. Thank you, man. Yeah, no. And I thanks a lot for saying that because a lot of like comedy, right? Like,
yeah,
it's obviously it's our way of dealing with it. It's our protection. It's like, so like I was vulnerable as shit with that Humans of New York guy.
Yeah.
And like, I have a funny side, but it's like trying to balance that, you know? And it's a struggle too.
I feel you, bro. I like,
yeah,
I talk how I don't want to ever make that. Like, I never want to be like, my humor is I'm overweight. I never want that to be at all. I actually don't even talk about it that
Which
much.
Which it isn't really. Your humor isn't that at all.
No, no, no. But I don't talk about it that about being overweight that much, you know, Luke, because it made this. It's not who I am in a way.
Okay, that's good. That's good, man.
Yeah, and you know what's nice? That it's nice because I would never talk like this to you in real life. Only on a podcast. There's like emotional walls I could build up that I tear down for a podcast. Like a dude, you're just a dude. I can't imagine you and I ever talking like this in real life.
No, you're right. No, you're right, man. Because that's another unfortunate thing that like, yeah, me and my friends, like, we don't have shit like talks like this. Like, you know, like it's never emotionally like getting better with each, you know, it just, and it sucks that it, but it should be like, I mean, sometimes it is, but very, very rarely, you know, and it's just all funny and fun and games and drinking and never really getting emotional ever.
Sure. And sometimes, I mean, I'm sure you're a sensitive guy. I'm a very sensitive guy. Like, sometimes I need to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Me and Sebastian talk about it.
Robbie,
we had a 4-hour conversation at the pool the other night about how we could become better people.
Oh, nice.
Don't, I mean,
emotionally,
it was more like, it was more like Robbie lecturing me how I could be a better man.
No.
Put it this way. Yeah. Like my friends, like we definitely do it, but it's very rare and it definitely should be more. And like with you, like if me and you, like you said, if we were hanging out right now, we would not be talking like this.
Never.
Just be bullshitting. And you know, that, like about sports or something, or Travis Scott's that are fake.
Oh my God. Don't get me. I promised myself I wasn't going to bring it up. Okay. I go, Lukey's coming. Don't bring up his fucking DH gates. That's my Watergate. Okay. That fucking DH gate. Okay. Now I can't believe you. Now I know why
Luke came. He was locked in the exit room and he was like, I don't know where I'm going. The whole nine yards. He's a little nervous. He comes backstage. First thing Sebastian goes is starts calling him out for a shoe.
I mean, he's wearing fakes.
That'll make him feel more at home.
Luke, I'm sorry. You commented on the curtains because you know you didn't want to comment on before the podcast started. You know you didn't want to comment on the sneakers behind me. That's why.
Oh, yeah. No. I like those, man. Do you wear them or you just have them at display?
I wear them.
Okay.
I wear them. I like them. I'm going to die, you know, one day. You know, I'm going to wear my sneakers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Who am I to not wear my sneakers?
Whoa, look at that jug, Robbie. Jesus Christ.
My bad. Yeah, Robbie just pulled out his dick. Look! This is just for the Zoom, bro. Okay, don't you dare reveal. Luke's got no cool. He goes, Jesus, look at that drug. Wow, Luke. Wow,
now I sound like a predator.
So, Luke, when you did the dating thing and Nico posted about it, what happened? Tell me about that.
So, I got a lot of DMs from like. Every walk of life, everyone was like, they were encouraging. They were very nice, positive, guys, girls, everyone, just like old women, older guys from Australia, just like, oh, it's great.
We got
like,
the bases. Young women, older women, old guys in Australia.
I mean, that's pretty much everybody in the world.
I mean, he said, after he listed old people, I go, but what about Australia? Did Australia comment? And then he said it, so it was everybody. Thank you, Luke. Whew, I can rest now.
There's
I
only got, four types of people in the world. Young older people, women, younger women.
Older men.
Older men and guys from Australia. That's all there is.
Seriously, though, a lot of Australians. A lot of Australians.
Oh, really?
From Nico and the Humans of New York. Like, I'd say more than 20. Like, that's a lot of Australians, no?
Yeah,
that is.
Okay, So anyway, hats off to Australia and kangaroos and everything else. But
I mean, Luke, you were so nice, and then you instantly stereotyped them with kangaroos. You guys said hats off
to land.
Okay, so do you think someone goes, ah, Sebastian, New York, I like Sebastian.
Hats off to pigeons.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I would go, what do you mean pigeons?
When you laugh, right? I don't know. I don't know. God bless them. Anyway,
I guess that's the first thing that people think about when they think of Australia's
kangaroos. Yeah.
Yeah, kangaroos. You're right. Kangaroo Jack. Yeah. All right. So
he's right.
Honestly, it was a hack joke, actually. First of all, it's very hacky. I was on a roll there. I don't know. Okay.
You're doing good. You're killing. You're crushing.
Luke. I'm having fun, bro. I'm having fun.
So anyway, so girls were in my DMs, like nice. Dates. I'd say probably like 12 girls were in there for dates. So I went on only two dates because every other girl that like said they wanted to go on a date, the conversation just all fell fucking flat on their ass and they all sucked. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like it didn't work. But the other two, I went on three dates total with two girls. And the first date I went on was amazing. It was like in Brooklyn. It was outside. A BMW was blasting oldie songs across the street.
Oh, wow.
So it's cool, and I got wrecked.
Wait.
Lukey.
Luke, you can't be getting wrecked on the first date.
No.
Where were you if the highlight is a car was playing music?
Oldies.
I got to be honest with you. I have no idea. It was somewhere in Brooklyn.
Was it a house?
Float, maybe.
Was it a house?
It was a bar.
Oh, okay.
And it was an outdoor patio at a bar, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
And you got hammered.
Yeah, and honestly, I think she did too. So it was so fun. The conversation was amazing, dude. And of course, like we go to open a tab, and I'm like, oh yeah, here's and he goes, okay, can I have a card? And I go to reach for my pocket, my wallet's not there. So I'm like, oh shit. I'm so sorry. It's in my car. I'm so sorry. And I run down the street, get the wallet, come back panting with the mask on and the whole bit. All right, here you go, pal. Thank you. Okay, great. And after that, it was great. Just slugging shots and beers, and it was fantastic.
Slugging shots.
Look, you can't be slamming shots.
I mean, I get this.
She was too.
Who suggested it, Luke?
I think she did.
That sounds, Luke sounds like he would have just been happy with Twisted Tees all day.
Yeah, no, I was following her lead, honestly.
Yeah.
I wasn't wrecked, but she wasn't wrecked. It was just definitely more drunk than I thought I would be on a first date. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
And
yeah,
you drove home after Luke?
No. No.
The lunchbox always packs a meal to stay overnight. That's what the lunchbox stands for.
I had crown fried
chicken. Is that what the lunchbox is for?
It's the overnight bag.
I had crown fried
chicken. The overnight bag.
And I talked to the guy for like an hour. So I was good. I was fine.
Oh, okay. So you did eventually go home.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I walked her home. The whole, you know, it was nice. It was great. The first day was great. And then the second day I went on with a different girl, it was great. She was so nice, but like we stopped talking. I don't know. It just stopped. And then the third date was with the first girl.
Uh-huh.
And she like came halfway and met me at the Palisades, which was nice.
I love that. The Palisades Mall?
Yeah.
Nice.
Went to the Cheesecake Factory. She wanted to go to the Cheesecake Factory. That place is amazing.
Oh, we have
a whole episode of this podcast that we talk about how the Cheesecake Factory is a great date.
Dude, it's amazing. Everything is amazing from that place.
100%.
It's got everything.
You got everything? That's a big menu, Luke.
No.
They have everything.
He said it's got everything.
I got everything.
Yeah.
You sat down and go, we'll have the menu. It's literally a book.
No, but you know what's funny? The waiter knew who I was from New York Nico. Like, wait a minute. We're New York Nico? So that was funny as shit. And like, what's funny was she was on him too. She was on, like, she was one of the connections on his thing too. That's how we like talk to each other.
That's interesting. But that fizzled off.
It fizzled off. It sucked, but it was like a mutual thing. Like the second date wasn't as good as the first one. That was it. She's nice. She's like she wished me luck. I wish her luck. That was it.
Sure. Probably because you can't really be slugging shots at the Cheesecake Factory.
No. Cheesecake, I didn't drink at all. I didn't drink at all.
Interesting.
Maybe that's why it sucked. I don't know.
Or maybe the first one was just, yeah, that's why it was so fun.
The first one was probably magic. You know, it was your first date from the New York Nico thing. You were probably excited. She was probably excited. That's nice.
You're right.
And since you've done that, have you like, are you on the apps now? Are you like trying to date more? Because I don't, how much were you dating before this?
Oh, none. No. So
it was tough too in the pandemic and with everything.
Yeah, I feel you.
Oh, of course. And the Humans of New York thing, that blew it way out of proportion. Like I still haven't gone through all the DMs and all the, like, I got so many like numbers and date offers and,
I see.
Yeah.
So I have like things lined up and, I have like a couple girls I'm chatting with that we're setting up dates, you know?
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah, some good looking chickadees too. So it's good, man.
Of course.
You call them chickadees?
You want to move?
Are you my grandfather? Just call them chickadees? I mean, RIP my grandpa. I haven't heard chickadees since my grandpa talked about me taking a girl to the fifth grade dance.
Chicken. Well, my dad says it. That's why it's great.
This is old school New York coming out right here. Wow.
Are you planning on moving closer to the city? I feel like probably a lot of the action that is New York.
Because you know what fucking sucks? I went to a bachelor party last weekend. It was fantastic. It was in Lake George. And Saratoga. Dude, Saratoga, I have to tell you guys this. Amazing. The city's amazing. It's a great fucking time. And we went to a bar that they wrote American Pie at. Not the movie, the song.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. Okay. Anyway,
Luke's doing a better job plugging Saratoga than his podcast.
I think Saratoga's already built up, bro.
Great city. Okay. Saratoga's great. Shout out Saratoga peanut butter, too. Okay. From Hey Babe.
Shout out a plug from another podcast. Their merch. Shout out. Shout out City of Saratoga. Shout out Saratoga peanut butter from Hey Babe, the other podcast that Luke says he likes. This is nice. This is good, Luke. You know what?
I'm sorry.
Shout out Christopher Nolan. Keep making me. Shout out Jordan Peele. I hear you're dropping a new movie. Okay. Shout out my mother. I heard that you had a wonderful birthday. Baby. Okay.
Oh,
this is nice. Shout out the moon. You still shining at night, bro. Okay.
Okay. So sorry. Anyway, so all that though. So the bachelor party was great, but I was at Shambles Sunday, and Nico had like the Legends barbecue with like all those Italian guys and like.
People
you should come, man. I felt like shit. I wasn't driving to Brooklyn after I just drove from Saratoga, you know.
Yeah.
But like if I lived in a city, I would have went.
Yeah,
sure.
So that sucks. So yes, I want to move closer to the city. Definitely, I want to go to Hoboken. Like two of my boys live there.
He went one night in Hoboken.
Yeah. Live with the couple. Fuck it. Yeah. Saddle up on their couch.
How far would Hoboken be from your job? Or would you?
Oh, no, no. I have to quit my job. Yeah.
You'd have to leave jobs.
Yeah.
Hey, it might be worth it.
Oh, it definitely would be. I mean, God bless this job, but it sucks. It's great.
I hate to break something to you, but if you're going to be like this kind of face of New York type guy.
Yeah,
I don't think you should move to Hoboken. You should move to Brooklyn, bro.
Neither do I, Luke.
We did a whole, we did it the show. Hoboken, Jersey City, it's a different mass transit line. It's just not the same.
No, it is, but I feel like I don't really know, like I would live with someone that I know down there. Like I know two of my boys lived alone down there. So like I would just get a place with, like, I don't know anyone in the city really like that I could live with.
I'm sure that's
so you would need roommates.
Yeah. I mean, you can find a situation.
You know what you do? You go on your Instagram and you go, hey, I fucking need a roommate.
Look, which one of you jerk offs?
Which one of you jerk offs gonna let me stay in your apartment for free? And then if nobody answers for free, you go back on a week later, you go, hey, which one of you jerk offs to let me stay in your apartment? Yeah. And you just keep going up.
That's what I need to stay in a place for free. Just so I can find a job down there and get my feet wet, you know.
Yeah,
definitely, Luke.
But no one's gonna let me do that, so I'll hit up little Mo Mozzarella. Maybe he's got a spot.
Oh yeah, we love Mo Mozzarella.
We love Mo Mozzarella. Tell him what's up, okay?
That guy's the best, man.
He's a good hang.
No, I haven't met him, but I just, from his videos, he seems fucking great.
Oh okay, I thought that you guys talk or something.
I wish not.
Oh, okay. We're just another shout out. You know,
another plug, baby.
Get him in there. Get him in there.
He's the master of plugs.
And once again, shout out Chaz Palminteri. Keep living your best life. Yeah. Okay, Chaz.
Oh, Chaz is the ultimate.
Baby. Sonny. Wow.
Incredible, Luke. Incredible. What's your what's your like dream job if you could have one?
It's a good question. Broadcaster honestly, still?
Sports broadcast. You do kind of have Mike Francesa vibes. Not vibes, but like I could see you have a similar voice. You have a voice that would be good for radio.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. I have a face for radio. Thanks. No, but I think that would be my like I would love to be a sidekick, like as like the like color guy of a sports show. Not like on Sports Center, you know, but like
Yeah.
But like on somewhere you could curse, I guess. And like that, but getting money and you know, like something like that, like making content about sports or like stupid shit and just bullshitting with somebody and that's it. But I mean, I don't know if that's a real, I don't know if that's a job, but
we hope so. Cause that's what we're trying to do. That's
all. Yeah. You
know? The name of this podcast is Loud About Nothing.
Yeah. Take away sports. And that's, we have less than what your dream. Okay. Our dream is curse and just talk about whatever we want. You know what I'm saying? At least you have a focus, Luke.
Speaking of
what's up,
you guys, that improv blew my balls off. That was insane, man.
We love this. Love this because that's not the normal improv audience doesn't respond to an improv show saying my balls are now blown off.
Look, that's the goal. The goal is always to take people's balls and get rid of them. Yeah. You know, we're just
out trying here to emasculate our audiences.
I mean, once Bob Barker left and he stopped spading and neutering animals, I mean, Robbie and I are just trying to do that with our fucking improv. We're out here trying to blow balls off, you know? We got the prices right, okay? So come through, okay?
Which I have to say, Luke, you crushed the show. Thank you for doing it. You came and did the show. It was very fun. But what really earned you full legend status, and you always can come to the show, you always have a free ticket to the show, was the after party. Yes. And you at Walter's crushing teas, running the room. We were like, oh, Lucas, so fun.
Thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate it. And it seriously was a great experience. It was fucking great.
Luke, we love that. I mean, it was so nice. I hope we get to go hang out one day. What's your ideal meal? I was going to say sit down and have a meal. If we had to go sit down, where would you go?
We should go do dinner one night in the city.
Anything, man. Any. Are you kidding me? I like anything.
No, come on, Luke. You got to have a preference.
Well, to be honest with you, I love hibachi, but if you guys don't love hibachi, that's fine. Dude, they cook in front of you. It's dinner in a show.
You like the dinner in the show, huh? Yeah.
But no, but more intimate Italian seafood. I don't give a shit anything.
So every time they do the volcano, do you get all excited?
Oh, my God, dude. Never gets old. Shrimp into his hat? Come on, man. He sprays the shit at you? Dude, I love that shit. You laugh your nuts off and you get a great food and the yum yum sauce. Fucking great.
So, man, this is a common occurrence. You go somewhere.
Every birthday. No, wait.
Let me finish.
Sorry.
You go somewhere with the intent of being entertained and you leave with no nuts. this is frequently.
Yeah.
Here's the Wolverine of balls. Every day they grow back. They spawn back. He's a fucking reptile. You know, you cut off his fucking tail and it grows back no matter what. That's his balls. Okay.
The next morning, the balls are back.
So, ladies, I mean, who knows what happened with that couple? They could have bit your balls off. And then the next morning, they're like, hey, sweetie, we bit the guy's balls off. Let's get him a fucking bacon, egg, and cheese and take him to the train. Little do they know that Lukey Lunchbox, he's always right packing back the lunchbox. Wow. So, you go to the hibachi place. You're there every birthday. You're there. This
yeah.
is
yeah.
This is big, I think, outside of the city. I always talk about this, but hibachi is the premier destination. Like my town, every big birthday, they all go to. I see people, they post from Arirang is the hibachi spot in my town. Like hibachi is like a step above Cheesecake Factory in the like middle America. Not that you live in middle America, baby, but like outside of cities, I feel like.
Yeah, no, and either whatever we go, whatever's clever. I mean, I like everything. I mean, I guess maybe not Indian food. I mean, Indian food ain't bad, but I'd rather not, you know.
Okay, I mean, we all have preferences, Luke. I mean, I'm not gonna force you to have Indian food if you don't like Indian food. You know what I mean?
You don't like spice. Can you handle spicy
not
food?
Not really.
You don't handle spicy food well.
I don't mind spicy, but when it's too spicy, it's like, all right, we get it.
You get mad.
See, I don't get it.
It's like for sport.
Okay.
Yeah, Robbie, like get Robbie, do me a favor, get the fuck out of here. All right. Oh, I like it very hot. Get out of here, dude. It's for sport. All right. Come on.
All right. So, all right.
Robbie, do us a favor and get the fuck out of here. Luke's
kicking me
now.
Out, baby.
Luke, I mean, Rob, do us a favor. Get the fuck out of here. Can you do us a favor? Finally, do us a favor and get the fuck out of here, okay? Keep recording, okay? But get the fuck out of here. Incredible, Luke.
I think like a Buffalo Wild Wings, they'll crank up all the thing just for like the sport of it. But I do think there's like certain, if you are getting like an Indian dish or like a Thai dish or like a Mexican dish, that like they it. Will have like a flavorful spice that's like okay. insanely hot. But okay, I know there's like chains, like wing chains. I think they just try to like make it as hot as possible for sport. And like with those wing sauces, but that's what I was saying. Like if it has flavor and it's hot, then I like it. But if it's hot for the sake of being hot,
I'm with you then too.
No, that's what I know. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Well, fair enough.
He
can stay.
I can stay.
Robbie made a point, and Luki isn't kicking him off his podcast now. This is wonderful. This is nice. Luke, this is my question for you about about some food stuff. I don't mind spice that much, right? I'm about it, but I like when it like complements something, right? Like I like a sandwich, to be honest with you, right? I'm a big sandwich fucking freak, right? Someone asked me today, what's your favorite food? I said chicken parm first, but honestly, sandwich. And I felt like a shit bag saying sandwich is my favorite food.
What kind though?
I mean, it depends if I'm eating a little healthy or not, okay? Healthy, I mean, because it's always Loki. It's always my fitness pal is always like, it's either open or it's literally hidden in the shadows. You know what I'm saying? My fitness pal, it goes through a journey. Me and my fitness pal have a very toxic relationship, a very on again, off again. Okay. But so if I'm trying to eat healthy, I'll do turkey, boar's head. Excuse me, Luke. Boar's head. Are you a boar's head man?
Yeah, come on. Anyone, what are you, one of my Thumans guy or a black bear guy? Take a hike. Come on, man.
Take a hike. Yeah, no fucking way.
I go to the butcher, he gives me Thumans, so he blows my balls off.
I go, you giving me the deets? Hey, hit the road, Jack, okay? Give me the boar's head, brother. I feel you. Okay, I'll do a boar's head turkey sandwich, right?
Me too.
It's phenomenal. It's absolutely tremendous. Just
Munster mayo and spicy mustard.
Munster mayo and spicy mustard. See, you got the spice. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I'm asking. Because I guaranteed you like spice if it had bread. Here's the thing about Indian food. You eat it with bread, bro.
No. Well, let me finish.
Okay, finish.
Indian food's not like I had it twice probably, right? And once it sucked, once was good. I had chicken tikka masala, I think it was called.
Beautiful.
And it blew my nuts off. It did. It was great. But, like, rather not go to an Indian restaurant. That's all I mean. Like,
if the three of us are meeting up, I get. Sometimes you're not in the mood to be adventurous. And you don't want to focus on the adventure and the food. And then you get hot. Yeah, I got you.
I feel you.
We'll have a lot of, like, variety, you know, like cheesecake. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you Italian?
We could go to cheesecake.
Yeah, I'm not Italian, no. I'm Irish, baby.
Oh, wow. It sucks. I almost thought we could be friends. That's too unfortunate, Luke.
Are you all Italian?
I mean, for the podcast, we'll say yes.
Okay.
No,
for the podcast, we lie.
Does he look Italian? Luke looks more Italian than you do.
Don't you dare say
that. Yeah, Luke. Baby.
No, Luke. Luke does not look more Italian. I'm furious now. You know what? Robbie, do me a favor and fucking hit the road, Jack. Okay? Why don't you hit the head, you loser? Okay? Saying Luke looks more Italian than me. Don't you dare. Luke, who looks more Italian, me or Robbie?
No, kid, no, you do.
I'm more Italian than he is.
Are you, Robbie? You're Italian and what else?
I'm a little bit Portuguese. My last name is Portuguese, but I'm
Cristiano Ronaldo,
Italian.
Baby. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's my older cousin.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, the cousin. Robbie's from.
And I'm living right in a basement right now.
Interesting. I'm Swedish.
How Italian are you, Robbie?
I'm mostly Italian.
75.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's, God bless.
Yeah.
God bless.
Yeah.
God, I mean, I only brought it up because you said that you were trying to hang out with the old school New York Italian dudes.
Oh, yeah. Because they're the best type of Italian people, I think. No?
Yeah.
So the best type of New Yorkers, I think. Like, the guys with the accents. They could be Irish, Italian, but most of them are Italian.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Dominican. We got all types of accents in New York.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. No, that's who's like at that barbecue.
Yeah, yeah. Like the first closer, I guess, generation of immigrants.
Yes.
You know what? We all been here for a while.
Like Joey Coco Diaz too, you know? Yeah. That guy's the fucking man.
Shout outs.
Another podcast has been shouted out.
No, Church of Heaven and Now.
We got another podcast shouted out from Lukey Lunchbox.
Luke just shouted out.
At this point, we forgot what his podcast is called. No Stakes.
He literally shouted out. I think he's got
the No Stakes podcast.
A podcast that doesn't exist. That podcast doesn't exist.
Luke.
I mean,
Luke's chatting up the archive from 2019.
What are we doing, Luke?
I'm sorry. I'm just saying that guy is the man. Anyone like that guy, I want to hang out with.
And I saw Big Time Tommy was at it. I want to meet Big Time Tommy.
Wayne Diamond was there, you know, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. By the way, the accent's going out the building, huh?
I know.
The accent's dying, I feel like.
I once went on a date with a girl and she called me a unicorn.
Island accent is alive.
Wait, but I'm telling this was in the city.
Okay.
She called me a unicorn. She said, because you're from New York and you sound like it. She says that's rare to find that she meets doesn't sound like they're from New York. Like more people sound like they're from New York that live outside New York right now.
Yeah.
Like Luke, like people from New Jersey, people from Staten Island. We sound like the people that used to
live in New Brooklyn York. And yeah.
I think that it's going to change and our accent's going to be about like outer boroughs.
Because that's where, working class people are. And that's generally.
That's where everyone moved out of the city. That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. You know?
Yeah.
And
I would say probably like in the Heights, there's like still a New York accent in like Harlem in the Heights. Bronx. And like
when I lived in the Heights,
certain parts of New York that they still have that. But yeah, those are working class people. It's just not too expensive to live in like.
Yeah.
Manhattan, Brooklyn, parts of Queens, that those people, it's not true New Yorkers. But that's what we're doing this show. We're bringing real New Yorkers back to New York, baby.
There you go, baby.
Highlighting them.
Luke, do you got brothers and sisters or only child?
I might as well be an only child because my brother's 10 years older than me. My sister's 8 years older than me.
And that's it?
So hello, mistake. Hello.
Oh, you're the mistake.
Yeah, supposedly not, but yeah, right, Mom. I know you're bullshitting me. It's like, oh, I babysat a kid and I want another kid when I was 38. Yeah, okay, Mom. I'll believe that, but I'm here and I'm proud. Fuck it.
Are you close with your brother and sister?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Like, when I was younger, not really. It sucked, like, because they were always a lot older, but now it's like we're kind of, like, now we're just old, you know? Yeah. Like, but when we were little, I mean, I was still close to them, but now we're closer.
Yeah.
So the age
and you, do they have the same accent? Because they grew up.
My sister
in the Bronx.
My sister kind of does when she's drunk.
Yeah.
But my brother kind of does too, and my dad has it, and my mom had it.
But my aunt, she's got it. But here's the thing. My uncle,
she's got it too. Shout out my aunt Claudia.
Yeah. Oh, did she come to the show? Your aunt Claudia.
Dude, she's the best. You guys would love her. She's fantastic.
Why? What's tell me on Aunt Claudia right now.
She's just
now.
Funny as hell, man. She's just a short Italian woman. She's funny as hell.
Wait, do you mean?
She's Italian and you're not?
No, because my it's my mom's best, like my mom's best friend's daughter. That's what it is. And like, so it's my mom's cousin. And so
she's like a New York aunt. I got it.
Yeah.
I got a couple of those. You just call them aunts. You know,
wait, was she at the show?
No, family members went, those scumbags.
Okay. But you had some friends come.
No, yeah, I did. I think four of my buddies.
Yeah, and they liked it?
Yeah, they loved it. They thought it was hilarious.
Amazing, Luke. Luke, now that you're like Instagram famous, with great power comes great responsibility, my friend.
Oh my God, man, I know. It's nuts. And posting... It's just so much pressure to post content and post a story and what the fuck, like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
How many followers did you have before the Nico shit?
So I think I had about 4,000 followers before 3,000 before Nico.
What were you doing?
I'm just a funny guy who follows everyone. I don't know. I followed a lot of people and people followed me. I don't know.
Sure.
But and so after Nico, it was about I had about 2,000. Then after Eco was like 5,000. Then after Humans of New York, it was like 60,000. I'm at now. So that was crazy. And it just, you're right. Great power, great responsibility. Like, I don't know what the fuck to do here.
Yeah.
I like when you talk. I like when you hype people up for the week.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
DJ Khaled vibes. I was liking that.
100%. That's exactly it, Robbie. When you're like, we're doing Wednesday, it's Tuesday. We're rocking Monday. Okay. Like you're just hyping people up. Be like, it's the third day of the week. As if you start on Monday, it's Wednesday, the third day of the week. We're doing it.
Maybe you make a video of all the things that blow your balls off.
Oh, that's good.
Now and, that could be something.
And you get a graphic, and it's just of a nut sack, and it's exploding
every time.
Saratoga peanut butter. And your nuts.
The Yankees blow a 4-1 lead in the ninth.
Balls blown off.
Lukey lunchboxes balls off this week.
Yeah. Yes, 100%. Lukey has officially been neutered.
Come back next week to see if my balls grew back. Yeah.
Luke, that's what you got to do. You got to do a segment every week. Lukey lunchbox balls blown off.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. I like when you hype stuff up like that. You know, I you have a fun way of talking too, because you use old slang.
You do. Well,
thank you. I get it all.
My cousin says it sometimes too. I'm like, who's the last time you use jerk off a lot? And I'll talk to he loves jerk off. And I'm like, jerk off is almost retired. And you guys are kind of bringing it back.
Oh, I love jerk off's a great word, man. Fucking,
let's go plug for jerk off. All right.
Hey, jerk off.
Jerk off.
Yeah. All the hotties out there, all the listeners, can you throw a jerk off around this week while you're walking around? Yeah. Just look at someone. If they do something, just in your head, go, you fucking jerk off. You know, just jerk off in your head. Just for Lukey. Do it one time for the Lukey, you know? That's, yeah, because you do. You got a lot of old, like, hey, what you doing, kiddo? You know, like, you got like,
hey, Chickadee. I mean, Chickadee was the biggest throwback of that.
Bunch of P's and Q's, okay? Skilly scabs.
Fucking scoundrels. No, my dad just has an old lingo like that. He's a lot older than like people my age's parents, I think, are. He's almost 70. So that's why he's got a lot of old, like, Bronx slang, and then like Goodfellas and like all those old movies I love, like they talk like that kind of too in there. So
Sopranos. Is that how you learned English?
Yeah.
Watching Goodfellas.
shout out Scorsese.
Scorsese needs a shout out. There's a guy that needs a plug. Where can we find some of Scorsese's work?
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, follow Scorsese on Instagram, Twitter, you know, like do him.
He's,
you know,
maybe good. If you haven't seen his movies, they're great.
I mean, just maybe buy The Irishman, even if you don't want to watch it, you know, if you don't have 4.5 hours, okay.
That was rough, huh? Did you saw that?
Yeah, we saw it.
Good,
but what? Too long?
That, and yeah, like if he shortened,
I mean, the CGI Sebastian's an actor. He goes on auditions for New York Italian guys. It kind of sucks to see Robbie De Niro playing a the whole spectrum of a life. Like, maybe you could have got some new blood in these movies.
That was stupid. That was when he was beating that guy. It looked so fake, man.
Oh, so bad. So bad. I mean, they can make Spider-Man look real, but for some reason they can't make De Niro look like he's stopping someone else. Like, what's the deal? Have you seen the Marvel movies? Why can't we move like up and down? You know?
What the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild, man. Luke, I loved talking to you so much. Is there anything else that you want to like tell people out there about you, or like before we get out of here? Anything else that like you're like you want to share a message with people or something like that?
I don't know, man.
Also, no pressure to do that. I'm just trying
He's already plugged so much.
No, I don't even mean plug. Is there anything like?
Oh, okay.
Like, what's important? Anything that's like important to you as you're moving forward in this world?
Honestly, get like, I recently, like, I'd say in the last year, I started going to therapy, and like, so just everyone out there, like, if you need help, man, go get it. Because my therapist is amazing, and like, it changed my life, helped me so much. So,
like, Luke, I love this so much, bro. You have no idea how often I'm talking about therapy on the podcast, Luke.
Oh yeah,
Luke, it's changed my life, bro.
Yeah.
And you know what? Guys like, I'm sure we had a similar upbringing. Guys like us are taught, like, I had to tell my parents I need to go. You know what I mean? They're not encouraging.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
stuff,
yeah.
You know? And I had to be like, it's normal. It's okay. You know? It's like, everyone does this.
No, you're totally right, man. There's a stigma, like, when they were our age, you know? Like, yes. So yeah, now, I'm glad now it's finally not, like, it's finally everyone, like, it's a thing everyone should do, and, like, it's not bad at all, like, you know, it's a good thing. Even if you don't need help, even if you just want to talk some shit out, like, it's great, man.
I 100% agree. Ask how Robbie's therapy's gone.
How's yours, Rob?
I don't go, but I think it's good. I'm gonna go once we start. I think when things open back up.
Yeah,
I
open
to go.
Back
I mean,
up, Robbie. You're going to.
I mean,
clubs.
Once I move, once I.
You're going to clubs. You're grinding on girls. What do you mean open back up? How much more open do you need the world to get for you to go to therapy? It's not going to.
Once I'm living somewhere that I'm going to be. Once I'm living somewhere that I'm going to be, I think.
Jesus Christ.
But I do think it's. I think it's good. I think it's good.
Once
yeah, yeah. Made I'm not getting on. I'm not going to
make
not
out with every single person in the restaurant and we can eat each other's assholes. No masks. Then I'll go to therapy. Once I can eat everyone's assholes in a restaurant. No masks. Just us spitting in each other's mouths. Then I'll go to therapy. Okay. Once the world opens up like that. Right?
I guess when I'm living somewhere.
When you,
that's what well, that I could
you
go.
You didn't know this, Loki. Robbie's homeless. He's not living nowhere.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna be moving to a different part of the like you were saying. You might be moving soon. So like, why get a therapist here when I'm gonna be moving? And then,
Luke, you do your therapist on Zoom though, right?
No. Oh, wow. She sits like 10 feet away from me in the office. So like, I come in and she's just 10 feet away. She's vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. So it's like it's good.
Nice. I love that, Luke.
Yeah, and it's good, man. She's the best, man. Yeah, it and going like I've done it over Zoom, and it's like it's not the same. Nah. I mean, if that's all you could do, if that's what you want to do, it's fine. But
I think so.
In person's good, man.
Yeah, I feel you, Luke. That's that's a good message to share with people. You know, man, because I think there's a lot of people like I know I grew up with a lot of people that like sound like us. That don't agree with that. So, and I think it's really bold to be like, hey, this is something beautiful to be about.
Yeah, yeah.
That's nice, Luke.
It's great, man.
I hope you keep doing it, you know?
Oh, I definitely am, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. That I love that so much. Maybe Robbie will do it. I mean, I bully Robbie about it all the time. I bully Robbie about it. I don't bully Luke. I bully Robbie about not going to therapy. I think we should be allowed to bully your friends.
Well, I also think it's good. I preach that it's good.
No, but if he doesn't want to go, it's fine.
Luke,
all right.
Luke,
it's not for everybody. I mean, it should be, but if you don't want to go, what the fuck? It's all right.
Luke, some days I have to deal with him all the time, okay? At a certain point, it's my mental health too if he's going.
I'm not that bad.
And some days it's my meta. This is him. Luke, everyone gets the best version of Robbie. Sometimes this is the version I get. He calls me from his bed. He goes, hey, what are you doing?
No.
I go, I'm just waking up. What's the deal? I go, what are you doing? And he goes, I'm in bed. And they'll just breathe in the phone for a couple minutes until I hang up. The kid, I mean, I have to. If I have to put up with that, I'm allowed to say go to therapy.
Okay, that's you're right.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point.
Now you're making it seem like I put my emotional weight on you.
I mean, you call me from bed every morning. Tell Luke, who do you call from bed every morning? I mean, Robbie, tell Luke who you call.
We go to the gym. We go, all right, we're going to
leave.
Robbie,
answer the fucking question
I call you.
Why.
Right, I call you every morning.
Who do you call?
I call you.
Before your eyes are open, what are you doing?
Before my eyes are open? I'm streaming. I'm hoping my balls came back because I got blown off the day before. I'm feeling around. No, but that is a great message. You're definitely gonna win a lot of people.
I did not think you were gonna say that, Luke, and I fucking love that you said that, man. You know?
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah, I really do love that, Luke.
Well, I hope you move to closer to the city.
I'm gonna work on it. I'm actually going to Hoboken tomorrow to visit my friends, and I'm gonna fucking tell them, hey, buddy, get your couch open, pull it out, because I'm going there. I'm putting my dresser on in your kitchen. Who gives a shit? I'm living there.
I think he'll give a shit. I think it. He'll give a shit.
And I'm going to blow his balls off when I tell him.
Yeah, we'll blow his balls off.
Luke is walking into apartments going, hey, listen to me. I'm going to put my dress in the kitchen. Who gives a shit? You don't give a shit. Right? I don't give a shit about where my dress is. Take your fucking your couch. It's mine now. Who cares? Right? You pay for it. Who cares? I stay here. That's beautiful, Luke. I can't wait to come to New York. We'll fucking hang. This is awesome, Luke. Luke, is there anything that you want to plug? Please properly plug your podcast right now.
Okay. So on Instagram, at Lukey and Loopy Show.
Yes.
And at Not Stakes Debates.
Yes.
Do my podcast. Great friends. Great people. Love you guys. Thank you so much, guys, for having me on. This blew my nuts off. And honestly,
they're gone. I hope they wake up tomorrow. Like,
you guys are funny as shit. You guys are great. Great time.
Thanks so much, Luke. I mean, we were so excited to have you. You're a great time. Go follow Lukey Lunchbox. He's gonna be doing his new segment, getting neutered with Luke, you know, blow my balls off. He'll get fucking you saw where the balls were officially blown, right? So it is what it is, people. All right, hotties.
Lukey Lunchbox with a zero for the O.
For Instagram.
For Instagram, at Lukey Lunchbox.
In the box, yeah. Thank you.
A zero in the box. I love that. That's what he's got down below. Nothing in the box. After his balls are blown. How many times can we make this joke?
I mean, it is what it is, bro. I love this. All right, you hotties. Thank you so much for listening. Please rate 5 stars. Please write a review if you haven't written a review yet. We love reading those.
We got live shows coming up. The show that Luke did. We got shows coming up on August 20th, September 10th, September 24th. And yep. Luke, you're invited to all of them. You get a comp ticket if you need.
Of course.
Thanks so much. Thank you, guys.
And if you get tickets before August 1st, use the promo code LANLAN and you get $5 off. Use that before August 1st. Get your tickets now. This is fucking awesome. All right, Robbie, hit the fucking music.